It's Will Catchell here with Matt Sampson. After Nomads under 18 3-1 defeat to Flint Mountain here at Deeside Stadium. Matt, a disappointing result tonight.
Yeah, it was a disappointing result on paper. The first half was just a poor performance overall, to be completely honest. They weren't at the races. Heads weren't involved in the game from the off, and what we've been working on over the last 4 or 5 months is that attitude and desire. And the game doesn't start when the final, when the first whistle goes. It goes as soon as you walk into that changing rooms, and for some of the lads it didn't happen today. We changed the formation round to try and go to our strengths a little bit more. We just went to a 4-4-2 really, and that second half performance was 10 times better. There wasn't any complaints in regards to that. So for me it was more to do with just the unluckiness really, and that happens in football. You have games where you can control the whole 45 minutes and just not get your rewards. First 2 minutes either side of the half-time whistle, that's when we conceded, and that's what we've been trying to implement in, that the first 5-10 minutes is so important either side. But yeah, just for the lads' effort at the end there, they deserve something out of the game, to be fair.
Connor Harwood got us back into the game with a penalty on around 62 minutes, after then unlucky not to get a second as well.
Yeah, extremely unlucky. He got pulled up for offside in a 1v1 situation, when I have every faith in Connor, you put your house in him scoring there. The referee, to be fair, he has a hard job to do, and he did apologise for making the wrong error at the end. But if that went in, 3-2, different situation, going for the game in a different attitude. But it didn't, and that's just how football is. It's just unlucky. And to be fair, Connor came back from not playing for 3 weeks, and he impacted the game positively. He did great. He got the player of the week. Did really well when he came on.
We've got 6 games left of this North East Wales League campaign. What are you looking to do with the lads for these remaining fixtures?
Well, after we last spoke after the Halkin game, I said to you I'm going to be setting some individual targets and team targets. We know what they are in-house. The boys know exactly what we're going to be working for, so we're going to be focused on that. It's still at development, and I just want to see how many points we can get. And that's how we can just go and approach this last run. It's going to be tough. We've got a lot of games compacted into two and a half weeks. So lads are going to have to work, and we have every faith that they can do as well, because they're a talented bunch, the work rate's there. It's just that attitude right from the off that we need.